decide now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well today. I had a wonderful time last Saturday and Sunday, being one of the judges at the Central Oregon Winter CrossFit Games. It was really a great honor and a privilege to be there to watch these athletes push themselves to areas that they didn't think were capable. They ranged right from age 18, 19 up to plus 60. And what they did was just truly amazing. It was great honor and privilege to be a part of it, to help them, to encourage them, to no rep them. But it was a great, great, great event. They pushed themselves mentally, physically, emotionally. And I would highly encourage you to take a look to see if there's any local CrossFit events in your area, even if you don't participate. Just watching these individuals go to areas that haven't gone to before can be quite inspiring, especially when you start looking at the master's division. It is wonderful, wonderful. These people come in there thinking big. They come in, everybody comes in maybe not expecting to win, but expecting to do well against themselves. And that's what's nice, is you can come in there and have your own time that you want to finish in, or your own reps. And then if you do well, then you get acknowledged by the crowd if you come in first, second, third. But it's more about pushing yourself underneath a competitive environment. So I would encourage you to do that, and perhaps start thinking a little bit outside the box, no pun intended, that the box is also where CrossFit workouts take place. But I want to shift today to a topic that some people have challenges with, and that's thinking big. When I talk about setting goals, I like to have them in the format of the SMARTer format, right? So that's the R is realistic. And so, yes, we want to be realistic with our goals, and those are the goals that we are using as stepping stones to move towards a bigger vision. You know, I've talked about this as being your lighthouse, or as being a compelling future. And then we have those stepping stone, those goals to get there. But beyond that compelling future, or even that compelling future, start thinking big ideas. There's a book by David Schwartz called The Magic of Thinking Big. I highly recommend it, and I'll put a link to it on the blog post where this podcast is being hosted, so you can go ahead and click right through it, and you'll be taken right to the book itself. The challenge is, what happens, people, when we're young, we love to think big, right? We're going to be astronauts, we're going to go to the moon, we're going to be the president, and then as we progress through life, we either people restrict that thinking, or we tend to have some disappointments. And so we start to narrow down our thinking as to what we are capable of doing. And if you remember what I've talked about on the complacent zone, the inside of the complacent zone is made up of your capabilities and your behaviors. And then the borders are made up by your beliefs and values. So as we move through life, our complacent zone gets tighter and tighter and tighter, that we only think we're capable of X, Y, and Z, and we behave in according to that fashion, and we believe that the bigger things are meant for other people. They're meant for the smarter, the younger, the richer, or whatever it might be. And so we tend to start to pare down our thinking just to get by. And what I'd like you to do is think about, encourage you to now to start thinking big. And I had a discussion with an individual the other day. They asked about, how do you think big? And one of the best ways that I shifted my thinking was a mantra before I went to sleep. So I would go, how can I think bigger? How can I think bigger? How can I think bigger? And I would say this over and over and over again as I was falling asleep. And then within a week, I started getting these huge ideas, and they were just great. Now, the key here is, as you can start to shift from thinking in mediocrity into thinking big, you don't have to act on every single idea, but you may want to write them down in an idea book. You know, have a book, a journal. You know, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do this, I'd like to invent this, I'd like to go here. And this will help create new patterns in your brain for thinking big. And when you can start to embrace thinking big, you will see the world in a different light. You will see things that go, oh, I could do this better, or this isn't working right. And then you start to come up with ideas and inventions and ways to create maybe things that are already there, but now ways to make them better because you're looking at them through a different set of lenses. And the key here is to have that big, big, big thinking, and then find that one idea that you can hold on to for a very, very long time. One, two, three ideas. I would say no more than three ideas that you can hold on for a very, very long time. And then start developing a plan on how you're going to get there. This may be in addition to your 1 year plan, where you have a 1 month goal, a 3 month goal, a 6 month goal, a 9 month goal, and then you have your compelling future 1 year from now. This may be an umbrella or an overriding theme. At one point, when I was quite younger, we talked about a 3 to 5 year plan. And today, most people don't do a 3 to 5 year plan, especially in a small entrepreneurial business, because the marketplace is changing so much. However, I would encourage you to perhaps have a 3 to 5 year plan as far as thinking big is concerned, and then have a 1 year specific smarter goal plan that will get you to 1 year from now. So, you know, if we expanded this to a 3 to 5 year plan, really think big. Think what would you want to do in 3 to 5 years? And this, I don't mean just a bucket list. I mean, it's things that, you know, you can create or you can do, and put it out there and start thinking really, really big. And then say, 1 year from now, where would I have to be in order to be closer to that big dream? And then you can start to break it down. Where would I need to be 6 months from now to get there? But I want you to start thinking bigger than you already have. And you may think you are thinking big right now in relation to how you were thinking a year ago. And that's wonderful. However, start thinking bigger. Pick up the book, The Magic of Thinking Big, and see how it can turn your ideas on what thinking big really is. And then, right, we want to balance this out with, I don't want to say realistic, because that just sounds so boring, but something that really, really compels you, something that you really, truly believe that you can do. Yes, we'd all perhaps like to go to Mars, to go to the moon. That's great. That's thinking big. But however, is that, what can you do before you go to the moon? Let me put it that way. I'm not going to say don't do that, but what are some of the things that you could do before that? You may want to go to space camp. You may want to fly in a F-15, you know, as a passenger. There are things that you can do before you go to the moon, and they may be on that border of thinking big as well. So although you may want to go to the moon, you may want to swim the English Channel, there are things that you can do before that, that is also pushes that boundary. Because what we want to do is mentally, we want to move out of that complacent zone. We want to start thinking big, and then we want to challenge our beliefs and then increase our capabilities so that we can achieve that big, big dream. And we want to expand that, and we expand that by taking action, because when we start taking action and we get feedback that, oh, this works, I can do this, we then can start to expand, right? When we break through that mental resistance, that now becomes the mental line of support, and we've created a whole new complacent zone, which is basically a whole new reality based on some things that we've done. And those things that we've done is based on a big dream, you know, a 3 to 5 year vision, a 1 year compelling future, and then a 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months goals. So really start thinking big. I mean, really, I mean, where do you want to travel to? And these are things that we hold ourselves back because we don't see how we're going to get there. We go, well, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment. Well, you know what? If you go through life thinking small, you're already set yourself up for disappointment because you're not even tapping into the power that you have in creating a future for yourself. So, you know, start thinking about where would you want to travel to? What would you want to accomplish? What things would you want to accomplish? What type of a physique would you want to have? And these might not be, this might not be thinking big in your terms, but to somebody it is. So find what that is and start thinking bigger, you know, income-wise, what would you like to, how much additional income would you like to make this year, and then double it and then triple it? And then start asking yourself, how can I do this? How can I make this money? How can I make this money? How can I track this money? What? And you ask how, not why. Why questions, you know, why can't I do this? Why can't I get the money? Why? Whys are not good questions. And if you coach with me, you'll find out why I don't like the question why. So ask yourself, how can I? And start really, you know, if you have to use a vision board, anything, but really start busting out of your mental chains, your mental barriers that you've confined yourself in, and start thinking big, really big, and see how your energy will change, and then start to create a plan on how to do that. One of the things that can help out is my ebook, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It will help you develop that the discipline on thinking differently. All right, so listen, if you liked what you heard today, please provide me some feedback. You can do so at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.